Rush begins his Arches Chaim. The introduction was, these are the things from which a person should beware to avoid the snares of death and to lay our Bar HaChaim, to be illuminated with the light of life. First group of things are, L'Srachek Min HaGava B'Tachlis HaRichuk, to avoid Gava, pride, haughtiness, arrogance, to the utmost distance, V'Chei Min HaChanifus. Second thing is Chanifus. Speak a little bit about Chanifus tonight. Difficult word to translate. Flattery, the usual translation. Not entirely clear what exactly is meant by flattery. I heard Rabbi Rosenbaum discuss this a few days ago. He's learning Peleoitz. They point out that respecting someone, honoring someone who's rich, is not necessarily a bad thing in Judaism. It says Rebbe was Mechaber Ashirim. I actually learned a tshuva in the Marash Dam recently. I actually found it a little disturbing, but the question in the Marash Dam was, when you vote on a communal matter, is it one man, one vote, or not? Rashtam says, absolutely not. How could you possibly imagine such a thing? The rich people, the important people, the Besser mentioned should get the same vote as the rabble, as the unwashed masses, he says. How can you say such a thing, he says. So he goes, and first he says, the Chachamim, of course, those who are wise, those who know Torah, their opinions certainly count for more. But even the rich, he says, their opinions count for more, too. Now, I'd seen this before. The Rush says this, the Rishonim say it, but when the Rishonim say it, they express it more as a question of not one man, one vote, kind of $1, one vote, but that was because they were voting on financial things having to do with the community. So the people whose money is being spent, it makes sense, at least it made sense to them, that the 1% should have more of a say in how their money was used than the people who weren't paying any taxes were paying fewer taxes. But the Marash Dam actually goes so far as to say that the rich people deserve more votes, more influence, because their opinion matters more, because they're simply, their opinion is more worthy of respect. It says, B'tel ha-chachma, b'tel ha-kasif, he says. So the mile of Osher is akin to the mile of chachma. You know, we know the song in Fiddler on the Roof, where he talks about, if I were a rich man, everyone would come to me, they would ask me questions, like Solomon the Wise. I'm not going to try to sing it. But, you know, the expression, in the old Jewish expression is, Mishieshla Meya, Mishieshla Deya, someone who has, you know, he who pays the piper calls the tune. But apparently there is some basis in Yadus for this being a legitimate approach, and they're deserving of covet. So what exactly is Chanifus? So again, Rabbi Rosenbaum brought the standard definition kind of. Chanifus includes a couple of things. It includes being two-faced, telling someone that you like him, that you respect him, when really you don't. So again, if the rich person happens to be someone you don't respect, you think he's a jerk, and you tell him publicly that he's the most wonderful guy in the world, and you honor him at the dinner, so then, you know, I don't know, is that Chanifus or not? I'm not sure. It's a mitzvah to mechaber him, but on the other hand, you're being disingenuous. Even more so, the worst form of Chanifus in Halacha and Musar, I think, is when someone is doing an Avera, someone is a Rasha, and he's deserving of censure, he's deserving of not being respected, and instead you overlook his averus, you whitewash his averus, you bend the halacha to show respect to someone who may not be deserving of it. This actually has its basis in a terrible account of Chanifa in the Gemara. The Mishnah says in Sota, it says that King Agrippas, he was a Herodian melech, and it says that when he learned the pasuk in the Torah that it says, Som tasim alecha melech mikarav achecha, that a melech has to be of pure Jewish ancestry. It says he cried. He was very sad. Apparently, he was a good king in many ways, and he was sad that his kingship was violating the halacha. Zol Gawain of Dmos. They told him, don't worry about it. Chacham said, Al tisyare Agrippas. Don't worry about it. Acheinu ata. You're our brother. You know, we like you. You're acceptable. The Gemara does not think that was appropriate. The Gemara says at that time the Jews were, it was Xera, the Jews were decreed upon them annihilation. This was Chanifa, al shechnifu l'Agrippas, because, again, whether he was a Rush or not, I'm not sure, but the point was they were bending a halacha, they were overlooking a halacha, apparently out of Mora Malchus. That's kind of the classic example of what Chanifa is. Now what exactly they meant, achinu ata, is actually an interesting machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Agrippas was a Herodian melech, so the Herod was an Evid. Herod, incidentally, is one of the few figures who's a villain in both the Christian tradition, the New Testament, as well as in the Talmud. He massacres in Bava Basra all the Chachamim because they were the ones who made up the rule of Mikarav Achecha. So he simply killed all the Chachamim, except one. So Herod is a great villain. And that was apparently why they were so worried about telling him, nope, you're invalid to be a melech. They told him, no, you're fine. Acheinu ata. Rashi says it was Imam Me Yisrael. He had some Jewish blood via his mother. Tosfos and Bava Basra disagrees. Tosfos says he had no Jewish parents, and they told him Achinu Atta because even an Eved is somewhat Jewish. Akalpanim lahalacha, he was apparently not fit to be king. They told him Achinu Atta, and that's why annihilation was decreed upon the Jews, because this was considered unacceptable Chanifa.